You best believe I'm in love, L.U.V.
Here comes my guy, walking down the street. Look how he walks, with a dancing beat. Thick wavy hair, a little too long. All day long, he's singing a song. And when I see him in the street, my heart takes a leap and skips a beat. Gonna walk right up to him, give him a great big kiss. Mwah! Tell him that I love him, tell him that I care, tell him that I'll always be there.
What color are his eyes?
I don't know, he's always wearing shades.
Is he tall?
Well, I gotta look up.
Yeah, well I hear he's bad.
He's good bad, but he's not evil.
Is he a good dancer?
What do you mean, is he a good dancer?
Well, how did he dance?
Close. Very, very close.
We'll be right back.
Hello everybody, good evening and welcome to episode 7 of RPM Presents Funk, Soul and Blues with me, James Shakeshaft, and of course...
myself, Alistair Steele.
My right-hand man, Mr. Alistair Steele. Opening the show there, you heard the Shangri-Las with Give Him a Great Big Kiss. What did they hear after that, Alistair?
They heard Forget Me Nots by Patrice Rushen.
And you mentioned that was a bit of a one-hit wonder, but what a fantastic foot to get off on.
Certainly is. I mean... just going to whip in a little fact there, actually. So, there's a bass player called Freddie Washington who did that tasty little bass line in there, who also played for Herbie Hancock, Michael Jackson, and also Stevie Wonder. And that bass line was later sampled by Will Smith in 1997 Men in Black.
Well, that's quite a CV by anyone, even by today's standards. So, fantastic little bit of information there, Alistair. Thank you very much.
No
and,
worries.
Of course, those two songs indeed set the precedent and theme for what is to come over the course of the next hour. It is, of course, Ladies' Night tonight, isn't it, Alistair?
It certainly is.
But there's not a lady in sight, but that's right, it's a lady special. So, all the songs you're going to hear over the course of the next hour come from female artists and band members alike. And as well as that, we will of course be climbing on board the Soul Train at about the halfway point, and afterwards we have our wind down record, don't we, Alistair?
We do.
A moment of reflection, a time to step back and wind down. Does what it says on the tin. So yes, and before that last song you heard, the theatrical Shangri-Las with Give Him a Great Big Kiss. This is Leeds Student Radio, and don't hesitate to get in touch through any form of media that's convenient for your current situation. And Alistair, I'm going to play another song now by a 1960s girl group. Is that a problem?
That's not a problem.
This is the Crystals with He's a Rebel. It's a song about a boy who ain't good for nobody. Short and sweet, just like the girls singing the song. That was the Crystals with He's a Rebel. And it would have been damn right rude for me not to play a record written and produced by none other than Mr. Phil Spector. Are you familiar with Phil Spector, Alistair?
I feel like I should. What else has he done?
Well, you should be. He was the main man behind the 1960s in terms of music. I mean, he produced bands like the Ronettes, the Crystals, the Supremes, and he wrote and recorded them for many a year. He's in prison now. He's a terrible man, but his work will live on forever. He really was a legend, and that's just one of his many successful records to write and produce. So as it is a lady themed special show, episode 7 of RPM Presents Funk, Soul and Blues, I thought it would only be right to play him nice and near the beginning. Is that all right with you, Alistair?
That's all right, sorry. I thought you were following that up.
I was looking at you for confirmation, but not to worry. It is us two buffoons in charge of the flight desk taking you up until 10 o'clock, and then afterwards you will have the smooth-talking ladies' man, Jules Barkin, with his Elevator Express. But for now, it's us, so get used to it. Alistair, you've got a song now. What's that about?
Okay, so we're going to have a bit of a change of scene here. I mean, this is a song on Robert Glasper's album called Black Radio. And, I mean, he's a male artist, as you can probably figure out. But
I was just going to say.
Don't worry. He's a female singer by the name of Erica Badu. Do you know her?
I don't know her, but just because we make the rules don't mean we can break them, Alistair.
Don't worry. You'll hear why I've chosen it.
Right, okay.
Erica Badu, also known as the Queen of Neo Soul.
Wow.
Afro Blue.
That's quite a title.
It's a hell of a title. She's fantastic. She's been with everyone from in recent years. She's been with the RH Factor, she's been with Fly Low, and she's been with Robert Glasper, and of course she's had her own hits, so yeah.
Gee whiz. I mean, I've said it about the last person you were talking about, but that's quite a CV.
We've got some big names tonight.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I tell you what, I bet she's got a lot to talk about. Maybe we should get her on the show for an interview.
I would love that.
That would be fantastic. Well, maybe we'll pursue that whilst you hear this next record. Alistair, repeat the name.
This is Erica Badu, Afro Blue.
Face to face with undulating
That was, of course, Erykah Badu on Robert Glasper's Afro Blue, the queen of neo-soul. Okay, before we head on, I've got several shout-outs to do. First of all, there's Flat 210 at Tannery, Grace Wyman and Patrick Ashby. Patrick Ashby, who has recently made it onto Leeds Fittest Male Fresher, so congrats to him. And also Tobias Miller. Hope you enjoy the show, guys.
Thanks for listening. It's nice to know that there's folks out there that care about us two schmucks. This is RPM Presents Funk, Soul and Blues, Episode 7 on Leeds Student Radio. Just approaching 20 past the hour now, and it is a ladies' night. That's right, an all-female special. And that was a fantastically tight record. It was it had a lot of depth to it, Alistair. And that was from the album Black Radio.
Yeah, Robert Glasper.
I'll be sure to add that to my list of tricks. So, we're going to move on now to a band that I mentioned a few weeks back. The name of that band is Chicken Shack, which, may I add, is one of my favourite band names of all time. I think it's utterly hilarious. But anyway, Chicken Shack. They were knocking about in the very early 1960s in the sort of London scene alongside up-and-coming bands such as The Who and Led Zeppelin. Ooh, what was that, Alistair? Sorry,
had a bit of competition going on then.
Go on then, Alistair. Yeah, they had a bit of competition. And to be honest, they never really flourished, but massively underrated. And they did a number of Peel sessions, and they're quite well-respected in the musical field, but they never really escaped that circle. But of course, Christine McVie, who sings on this next number, went on to great success with Fleetwood Mac. And, I mean, for me, Christine McVie, she is the star of the show with Fleetwood Mac. I mean, individually, they're all fantastic musicians, but her songs, I mean, like, You Make Lovin' Fun and Songbird, and I mean, they just make your hairs stand on end. And there's definitely an echo of what was to come in Fleetwood Mac in this next number. And I may be wrong in saying this, but I'm 99.9% sure that in Chicken Shack featured Peter Green, guitarist of Fleetwood Mac, who sadly passed away. Mm. There's a gentleman who owns a shop on Cull Lane in Leeds, a guitar shop called Northern Guitars, and one of Peter Green's guitars is actually up on the wall because the guy sold Peter Green guitars back in the day.
That's amazing.
And he's just a big bloke from Huddersfield, but an unsuspecting chap, but he's got a story to tell. I did play a version of this next song as our wind-down record a couple of weeks ago. I played the Etta James version, but for now, continuing tonight's theme, this is Chicken Shack with I Would Rather Go Blind.
I saw you and Something deep down in my soul said, cry, girl. When I saw you and that girl walking, I would rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me. So you see, most of all, I don't want to be free. I was just sitting here thinking about your kiss and your warm embrace, with the reflection in the glass that I had. Tears that were on my face. I would rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me. So you see, I love you so much. Don't wanna see you leave me, babe. But most of all, I don't wanna be free.
Absolutely fantastic. Chicken Shack with I Would Rather Go Blind. We're not fantastic, but we are punctual because it's, of course, time to get on board. Any regulars with half a brain will know what that means. It is, of course, time for the Soul Train, the area of the show where each week we play a song that was showcased on the fantastic televisual series that was broadcast in the United States of America for many a year. And this week it was Alistair's turn to play a pick. Alistair, what have you got for us?
I've got a song called Slip and Do It by Betty Wright. For people who do or don't know Betty Wright, some of her best-known tracks are Clean Up Woman and Tonight is the Night. This particular song she performed on episode 174 of A Soul Train in 1976.
Fantastic. Well, there you go. And of course it is in keeping with our Ladies' Night theme. As I mentioned, not a lady in sight, only in the songs that we are showcasing. So without further ado, we're going to have the Soul Train now. After this, expect some music from Patsy Cline, of course, Billie Holiday, and a lot more gems. In fact, what am I talking about? After this, expect the Wind Down. And then after that, expect what I've already just said. So Alistair, this is the Soul Train for this week. What have we got?
Slip and Do It, Betty Wright.
That's right. We'll be right back. So that was our Soul Train pick of the week, Alistair. Fantastic choice there. That was Betty Wright with It's So Good. It is, of course, now time for the wind down as we rapidly approach the halfway point of Episode 7, the Ladies' Night themed special, which I keep on repeating, but it's only for those that are only just tuning in, and there are a few of those that we are yet to mention. Alistair, would you like to reel off the list of shout-outs?
Okay, so this is another list of shout-outs. This is to Storm Jameson West, Floor 5. This is a shout-out to Will Pickworth, Abby Nair, Aidan Wine, Emma Marshall, Fiona Holland, and of course, Paul Baumeister.
Paul Baumeister.
What a name. He's a medic. He's going to be Dr. Baumeister.
He sounds like a gunslinger from the West.
Or he sounds like... I reckon he sounds like a Bond villain, actually.
Either way, I like the cut of his jib. That's a great
He's
name.
He's got a great name.
That's almost as good as my name, Mr. Shakeshaft. What would it be if we were double-barreled? Go on, Shakeshaft...
Shakeshaft Baumeister.
I tell you what, we should have children. Honestly, and not get married so they have to have a double-barrel name. That's... food for thought. Anyway, it's now time for the wind down record. It's a moment to step back from the daily grind and routine of our mundane lives here in Leeds and just indulge, put down your electronic devices and listen to the record we have to showcase for you. Last week I picked the wind down record. I forget what it was, but the last week's episode is up online, so do yourself a favour and listen back to that at another time, because we're on air live at the moment.
I was going to say, you don't want to miss this.
Yeah, you don't want to miss this one bit. Alistair, just like you picked the Soul Train, you also picked the Wind Down Records. So, what have we got?
We've got Roberta Flack, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
That's correct, and no more need saying about that. We'll let the music do the talking. After this record, we've got music from Patsy Cline and Billie Holiday, and that information is correct this time, and it's not incorrect. And when you're right, you're not wrong, and when you're wrong, you're right. This is very mellow.
The first time ever I saw thank you. thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you. And the endless skies, my love, to the dark, and the endless skies. And the first of a captive bird that was there at my. First time ever I lay with you, I felt your heart so close to mine. And I knew our joy would fill the earth and last till. First time.
Wow, I'm feeling very wound down after that wind down record, Roberta Flack, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face. And Alistair, if your permission is granted, I'm going to hijack that song for my own personal radio show, if that's okay.
You're more than welcome.
Absolutely fantastic. I think there's a certain charm with songs like that that's very modest. They have the potential to build up into this massive, great, big ensemble and explode, but they sort of give you a bit of a tease and then draw it right back to the bare bones.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing I love about that one, you know. It's just such a small ensemble. It's so stripped back and it's so laid back.
Modest. But it is just so
modest. Her voice
modest.
Is just haunting. It's just absolutely incredible.
It is haunting. And two very different women, but the record I'm going to play next, I feel, transitions very nicely from her because she's haunting in her own very special way. And she's a country singer, Patsy Cline. And as this is RPM funk, soul and blues, I do believe this will fall under the blues category. And if you disagree with this being the blues, then you're wrong. But nice to have you here. Thanks for sticking with us.
You can tune out now.
No, please don't. It's good to have you on board this Ladies' Night theme special, episode 7 of RPM Presents Funk, Soul and Blues. Now, Patsy Cline will be a person that not many of you out there know unless you are an old fogey. And if you are an old fogey listening in, thank goodness there's a like-minded soul on the other end of this microphone. Don't kid yourself, you will know who Patsy Cline is. She was in... did you ever play Grand Theft Auto San Andreas?
I certainly did.
So when you used to hijack someone's pickup truck in the woods... and K-Rose Radio would come on. I think there was a Patsy Cline number on that. There definitely was, in fact. I think it was Crazy, but that's not what you're going to hear. You're going to hear my favourite Patsy Cline record. And I don't condone cigarette smoking, nor does Patsy. I'm sure she regrets it very much. But continuing the theme as we approach the end of the show, this is Patsy Cline with Three Cigarettes in an Ashtray. It's a song bearing bad news. Keeping things mellow.
Two cigarettes in an ashtray. My love and I in a small cafe. Then a stranger. There's three cigarettes in the ashtray. I watched her take him from me.
Bit of a change of tune now.
There goes my heart again. All of this time I thought we were pretending. Nothing looks the same when your eyes are open. Now you're playing these games to keep my heartbeat spinning. Yeah. Show me love you, show me love you, show me everything my heart is capable of. You reshape me like butterfly origami. Can
taking time to envision where your heart is and justify why you're gone for the moment. I tumble sometimes looking for sunshine, and you know this is right when you look into my eyes. You show me love, you show me love, you show me everything my heart is capable of.
So there was a bit of a change of tune there from Patsy Cline, but that was utterly fantastic, one of Alistair's picks. Thanks for that one, mate. It's now 15 minutes to the hour, unfortunately. Jules will be hijacking the airwaves in just that amount of time to give you his Elevator Express, an hour of very fine specialist music from him to you. But for now, it's us for another 15 minutes. Ladies' Night theme special, RPM presents Funk, Soul and Blues. Alistair, what did our listeners just hear?
You just heard Ioka Simply Falling.
You certainly did, and that was very much like a lot of your picks. I mean, and I say this every week, but we really do cover different sides of the spectrum, and I'm only going to accentuate that now with a song from someone that I couldn't leave out, one of the most powerful, would you agree, one of the most powerful women in musical culture and history ever?
100%, one of the most influential women of the 20th century.
I'd say so. I'd say in the top 10, honestly. I think that she was, the woman we're talking about is Billie Holiday, and I really do believe that she was the first, other than Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who there may or may not be some music from to close the show. I think other than Sister Rosetta Tharpe, she was the first real female superstar. I mean, up until the point of Billy, females had only acted as backing vocalists in groups and or, you know, dancers in stage productions and all that kind of thing. But this was the first time a woman was ever in the limelight, and it's only right to shine a light on her once more. And as this is RPM Funk, Soul and Blues, I'm going to tick the blues box again and play you a song called Long Gone Blues. This is Billie Holiday. Oh. Thank you. Jeez, that is, it's just phenomenal, isn't it, Alistair?
We were both fanboying over
we were both really in a big state about that. The relationship between that backing band, the way the clarinet is just flirting with that brass. It's, do behave. Billie Holiday there with Long Gone Blues, and I played that for one obvious reason, because I don't think there's a song that showcases her band better. It's a ladies' themed show, so we had to include her on it. It wasn't an option not to, was it, Alistair?
It would have been a crime if we hadn't.
And Pokey Lafarge, who I played on the show, maybe, I think it was the first show. If you like that, you should really check him out, because he's got a band that really connects with each other on that level. And Alistair, you're a trumpet player, aren't you?
I am.
So that certainly tickled your funny bone.
I was going to say, that just that little outro on the trumpet, just growling, going all over the place, proper blues. Oh, it doesn't get any better.
You know what? I know I'm a dour personality, but this past week, the weather's been bad, you know, things aren't going great. And I've been listening to a lot of tunes like that, and, you know, it just puts a smile from ear to ear on my face. And I tell you what, if you can do that in life, then this is a life worth living. Anyway, I'm going to stop being such a fool now and thank you for tuning into episode 7 of RPM Presents Funk, Soul and Blues with us two buffoons, James Shakeshaft and...
myself, Alistair Steele.
But it is time to bid farewell. Of course, you can tune in next week where we'll be back again with more records at the same time. Different selection. We haven't quite decided on what we're doing next week, but
because it's the last one before we go
joking.
Off air. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, you know what that means.
It's got to be a good one.
It's got to be a Christmas themed show.
There we go.
Yeah, no, that is it, man. That is totally it. Right, we're doing a Christmas themed show. If you are some sort of Grinch, forget about it. You want to be elsewhere. But if you're into your Christmas stuff, this is the place to be. Anyway. As this is a ladies' theme show, Alistair, if you don't mind, I'm going to end with one that I've picked.
It's a good pick.
It is a good pick, thank you. And it's who I mentioned earlier, of course, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And I ain't no Christian, I'm not religious in any way. However, this really is a beautiful song, and it would go down well at a funeral. I'm just backing up my dour personality once more there. But write that in your notebooks. This is absolutely fantastic. It really does give me chills. This is Sister Rosetta Tharpe, My Journey to the Sky, closing episode 7. And coming up next, you've got Jules on the controls with the Elevator Express. That's right. So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
See you later, kids.